Welcome to this guided meditation that is sourced in the ancient Inca tradition of the luminous structure. It comes to us from pre-contact. Much gratitude to Cindy Lindsay, PhD, who studied with the Kiro Shaman of the Inca Nation during the 1990s and gathered in this version, which is her own interpretation. I have also added some of my own thoughts to this over time. This meditation is a key piece of creation wisdom that earth-based mysteries over the world hold dear. This Inca tradition is closely aligned to the Sri Yantra and the Flower of Life. It offers connection to the natural technology of the womb. It is part of a woman's path to self-realization. Men too can benefit from this meditation. The power of the womb is rarely spoken of in the world religions, and thus the reason I am offering it to you. It is also the reason for the existence of our Womb Wisdom School here in Marysville, Ontario. Wildwood Sojourn is located 5 minutes from the sacred birthplace of the Huron peacemaker and son of a virgin birth mother. They brought their mission of peace to the eastern woodlands of North America 1,000 years ago, forming the Six Nations Confederacy. For when to bring to the world huge, divinely inspired creations each month, we must learn once more to keep our menses sacred. The first 3 days, traditionally the time of the new moon, are the times when huge amounts of both high and low energies are leaving the woman. Her work is to replenish that space with only divine energies through sacred connection or divine attachment. She engages the elements, meditates and prays, creating ritual and ceremony. The main ingredient to attach to is pure soul energy. Secondly, she must separate herself from any negativity or demands of life so that the womb does not fill with mundane or angry influences. Thirdly, she must remain emotionally stable and unattached to negative emotions. This was only possible when the moon lodge or moon temples were available in every community for women to visit regularly. Their purpose was understood by the whole community, men included. This was a given in pre-patriarchal times. Thus, most women's blood was pure and a powerful potent for healing others and for aiding herself to reach self-realization, if that was her calling. A woman is like a sponge during her void time, and if she is within a cleansed, purified space, she can pull huge amounts of divine energy into her womb, and this is our gift. The womb is the woman's most major power spot and must be protected from off energy. The luminous structure is a way to regulate and balance and boost the energies that you pull in. You may notice the elements of the soul quality enriching and empowering your natural gifts. It is very likely that this feminine meditation of divine attachment is one of the practices used by ancient shaman and priestesses worldwide to not only reach self-realization, but to self-conceive avatars into the world. So our task is to first keep our mansi sacred by doing daily releasing and purifying in our void time. This meditation can be used to cleanse by simply reversing the direction of the energies from gathering clockwise to releasing counterclockwise. You may also immerse in water and use meteorites to aid in pulling out the impurities. Do this during the full to new moon phase. The version in this audio is for gathering, and you may again use water and meteorites, but this time to pull in divine energies. Do this during the new to full moon. For more details, contact Maureen Walton at maureenwalton.com. Sending gratitude to our Kiro grandmothers of Peru. Making yourself comfortable and bringing your awareness into your body with your breath. And breathing down into your womb space. Imagining now a luminous axis, a luminous current of energy running up and down before your spine. And take that energy and breathe it downwards, down into the earth. Into the earth and the root systems, through the rocks, the crystals, and the underground rivers, being aware of the presence of the elementals, and anchoring that current of energy there in the womb of the earth, feeling the deep mysteries of the earth. Gathering in that beautiful earth energy and drawing it up into your body. You may use the breath of fire and run it up that axis. Now with your breath, send that current of energy up through your crown chakra, past that big magnetic moon, into the atmosphere, past Brother Sun, and out into the great cosmic void. Warm, dark, and nurturing, and brimming with all potential of all that ever was and ever will be, vibrating the womb of the universe. Mingle there. Begin to draw it back down and down with your breath, back through your crown and into your body, through along that luminous axis and mingling now with the earth energy. So much powerful, cosmic and earth energy you have imported now. Now imagine a triangle, a masculine upward pointing triangle surrounding your womb. Energy from that central axis, you're going to run it around this triangle in a gathering direction, clockwise. So beginning from your right hip, pull it up to your heart and down to your left hip and across to your right hip again. Running that current of energy around, pulling from the luminous axis, and feel the enlivening quality of that. See how it lifts your womb energy up to your heart and beyond. See how its base is in matter, but its intention is to release and detach. And using your breath of fire again to circulate that energy, protecting the womb. Now imagine the second triangle surrounding your heart and pulling the energy from the luminous axis, again in a gathering motion, importing divine energies from your right shoulder to your left shoulder, down to touch your womb and back up to your right shoulder. How this feminine triangle of manifesting surrounds the heart and protects the heart. Note that its base is in the spiritual world, but its desire is into the earth and into creating beauty into the world. Descending deeply and ensouling the earth, family. Pulling the energy down into the womb space. So running that energy around, using your breath, breath of fire. Breathing as you feel comfortable. Now, see in your mind's eye, in the very center, is a beautiful little diamond where the two triangles overlap. This is a bridge between the two polar opposites of light and dark, masculine and feminine, inner and outer. It is also a portal for the soul energy to enter. When this portal is open, it allows pure, divine, direct soul energy to pour 24/7 into the womb space. Mixing with all those other beautiful ingredients of the heart and the earth and the cosmos. This is the Inca equivalent to the holy womb chakra coming to us from India. It is the eighth major chakra in a woman's body. It is direct source soul energy, untainted by human desire or karma. It needs to be opened once more, cleansed, and ready to receive for us to heal and balance. It is as important as the crown chakra is to spirit. So imagine it as a purple vortex, allowing the soul energy to flow through, which is full of pure feeling and emotion, will, intention, strengthening our ability to create into the world each month creations of great beauty and divinely inspired. Divine attachment. Now under this beautiful cauldron of energies of the womb, imagine gently burning is a fire to maintain the movement of these energies. It is aiding us to create into the world, aids us in our years of working with family line issues and of building and creating the entire human race. But there is a time when we decide to redirect those energies towards the heart and increase the heart fires. Time of the wise blood and the time of self-realization. This practice requires diligence, consistency, and effort to redirect all those energies upward now by playing down that kidney fire and allowing the energies to flow up to the heart. And so exercise, tantric practices, breath of fire can help to pull those potent energies of the womb blood up to the heart and burst it into the bloodstream. So just imagine that healing elixir from the womb flowing through your bloodstream. This is the woman's path to self-realization, totally embodied. What a wise and wonderful alchemy of the body this is. Activating these sacred designs and sacred geometry we hold within us.